Humpback whales began arriving in October from their feeding grounds in the North Pacific to breed in the warmer waters around Hawaii. Dr. Mark Lammers of Oahu's Oceanwide Science Institute, who recorded these whale songs, has been counting humpbacks since the beginning of the year. He goes out in a 32-foot motorboat with a team of 4 to 6 researchers.
It's an exciting process. You know, you go out and, you know, your eyes are peeled to the horizon looking for signs of whales, like blows and splashes and so on. And of course, when you see one, we head over there and we do our work. That work involves taking photographs, especially of the undersides of their flukes, which are kind of like fingerprints. And then also we take small biopsies from them to do the genetic work. The most reliable way, really, to get a sample from an individual is to shoot a small biopsy dart at them. And it just collects a very small sample of both skin and a little bit of blubber. And it's quite harmless, really.
While searching for humpbacks, splash whale researchers unexpectedly found other extremely rare species, blue whales, the largest animals on Earth, and North Pacific right whales, so rare that only 14 animals were known to exist before this summer. Mark Dikos of Maui was on the NOAA research vessel when other right whales were spotted.
The original sighting was not visually, it was acoustically. There's a group of acousticians that are listening to the ocean, and they were able to locate these animals about 50 miles away. They moved in close and were able to place a tag on. Humpbacks have a very distinct blow, very tall, bushy blow. The right whale blow is very different. It's V-shaped. When we first saw those V-shaped blows, it was very exciting. We saw a total of 26 individuals, twice as many as what they had found in 2 months the year prior.
Lammers says there are now about 10,000 humpbacks in Hawaiian waters. They are recovering due to a global whaling moratorium that's been in place since 1986.
Of course, whaling nations view them as a source of food and other types of products. But over the past few decades, for many places, whales now are not a food resource, but rather a resource of tourist revenue dollars. For example, in Hawaii, I mean, we have a thriving whale-watching industry, and in many other parts of the world. It's not just a question of whether the populations can sustain a certain level of whaling, but it's also, do we want to decimate a resource which, for other parts of the world, is very valuable? That should be part of the global discussion on whether whaling should be resumed and at what levels and in what ways. It's a complicated issue.
Hawaii residents can help with the humpback whale count. The last Saturday in January, February, and March, volunteers will spend 4 hours at one of 65 shore sites on Oahu, Kauai, or the Big Island, watching for whales. Find out more on the web at hawaiihumpbackwhale.noaa.gov. For HPR News, I'm Sunny Lewis.